In this context, I want to talk about the goddess worship. The goddess worship is the most powerful, the most ancient worship that got abandoned down the road. And when I say the goddess, I mean that she is a person, or several persons. There are several goddesses, and we don't have the ability to see them, and that's the problem. So I'll be teaching how to see the goddesses, and then what are the Siddha techniques used to see her and converse with her and be benefited with her, from her. The term goddess is a little, not quite misleading, but doesn't give us a lot of understanding of who she is. But if you use a Sanskrit term for the goddess, then it's more profitable for us, because it gives a lot of understanding about what the goddess, especially for us who are living in the science and the scientific and technological era, with a scientific and technological processing mind. In Sanskrit, the goddess is called Chit. The god is called Sat. The goddess is the beginning of the beginnings. The god did not create the world, according to this Indian goddess tradition. The god did not create the world, the man god, or the male god. The goddess was responsible for creation. That's why the goddess is so important for us, because we all need creativity and productivity in this time. She is called Chit. And those of you who have been following me, I have taught about Chit as a supreme consciousness. Chitta is the mind, and if you think with the mind that you are polluted by the human conditionings, by the oxygen that we are breathing and the electromagnetic force we are subjected to. And the oxygen, the electromagnetic force are responsible for our limited consciousness, body, mind, everything. To go beyond that is to contact the goddess, who is Chit. The human mind is called Chitta. The divine mind is called Chit. And Chit is the goddess. The goddess created it, the universe. So if you want creativity, you have to go to the Chit, who is the goddess. Just look at it from the perspective of the creation, the creative process of procreation, and then the resultant formation of the conception, embryo, and it forms. Who is responsible for that? The goddess. So she knows how to create, not the male energy, whether it is human male or a divine male like God. No. They cause it, but then the actual creation is in the domain of the goddess or the woman or the feminine. And it knows how to transform energy into matter. And the whole process takes place within the womb. That's why in ancient time, the worship of the goddess was the worship of the womb. Even today in India and other places too, the womb is worshipped as the goddess, which is the creative process. Creativity is worshipped. So people have tremendous amount of misunderstanding about Maya. Maya is, which is illusion, which is the material appearance of this world, has been condemned as an illusion. Yes, it is an illusion. But it is not to be considered as it came to be, the unfortunately the case, as something the material has been, universe has been dumped. There is no need to dump it. That is goddess. Goddess is Maya. Ma is matter. And she knows how to create matter. The most powerful goddess who represents the womb energy is Mother Mary. And Sue, who had an immaculate conception. Immaculate conception is new to the Christian tradition, but not to the Indian tradition. There is in the Mahabharata, this woman, Kunti, who is a queen, and she was given a blessings from a guru who visited the palace and gave mantras to have immaculate conception through the most powerful beings, the sun god. So she could use the sun god's mantra and become pregnant and then have a baby. Karna is his name. Or the king of gods in the heaven is Indra, and she was given a mantra to do that. And she had a son, and he was Arjuna, who to whom the Bhagavad Gita was taught by Krishna. She literally is. The womb chakra is the most powerful chakra for creation. Mother Mary needs to be worshipped as the womb chakra. The womb chakra is not only in a female, the chakra is also in a male. And how can you understand time better through the goddess? Time is responsible for manifestation. That's why it takes 10 months time. But a divine child can be born in a fraction of a second. Instantaneous manifestation is possible, and that is the goddess Varahi and Bala. I will teach mantras for both the goddesses during the time. Varahi is the boar-headed goddess, and she moves faster than light. Bala also moves faster than light. 350,000 miles per second. What does that mean? If you have that kind of consciousness, which is controlled by the goddess, then you would not want to wait at the end of the month to get paid. So Bala is a 9-year-old goddess, and she and Varahi, they move at tremendous speed, and they are goddesses that who can do miracles. Bala will do miracles. Speech is the goddess. Thought is the goddess. Action is the goddess. God doesn't participate in anything. It is not just Indian philosophy. It is also, it was the knowledge that was prevalent in ancient Greece, and including in the New Age channels who talk about the goddess. The goddess is being revived now. So being a woman is not a disgrace or anything. Being a woman is to be very, very powerful. The man always is dependent on a woman. He wants to prove to only one person, to win the hands of a woman whom he likes. And he is very powerless in front of that particular woman. Why? Because he knows that the power comes from her. It is the womb chakra. The womb chakra has never been taught. Not that the knowledge was not there. It was there, and it was jealously guarded. And this is the time that I have been given the responsibility to take care of the task of bringing, have been tasked with bringing the new goddesses as well as the old goddesses, which I have been revealing, or correcting a misunderstanding about the old goddess. But the three goddesses, Mother Mary, very powerful womb goddess. And Bala, the 9-year-old goddess, and who destroys literally negativity. She was created to destroy negativity. Why goddesses? Because we need divine intervention. We need somebody to hold our hand with their great intelligence, with their knowledge to foresee what is going to happen. We need wealth to the end of the earth, you know. And we think deep down, even to think of it, oh my God, I don't need the end of the world as the earth, as my inheritance, the end of the earth. There is negativity. You can't even conceive of $1 million. Why? So what is the stumbling block here? Chitta, the mind. And who is going to remove that? The goddess. And how the goddess can be lived within your body? How she raises your kundalini? Raising the kundalini is key that goes through all the goddess's body. Kundalini herself is a goddess. Kundalini is the prana, the life force that is dormant now. Awakening the kundalini will transform your consciousness. So all that, you know, it's very, very easy to transform your life. Only one thing is needed: commitment. So today, I usually end my talk with saying God bless. Now this time I will say Goddess bless.